I'm Steve Jess with a look at Montana news. A federal bear expert says there's good news all around for the Yellowstone ecosystem's grizzly population. Chris Servine says there are now an estimated 1,000 to 1,200 bears in the region. Among them, there were 23 known and probable mortalities last year. Servine, the Grizzly Bear Recovery Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, characterizes that rate as stable and in line with data from the past 15 years. What's more, he says a reduction in the amount of one of the bear's food sources is having little to no impact.
There's been no real effect that we can measure of the reduction in whitebark pine due to blister rust and mountain pine beetle. So the bears seem to be doing well. They're expanding their range. It's about 19,000 square miles of occupied habitat now. And the bears are pushing out on all sides, moving out into private lands and various places in the system.
Servine says the effective management techniques are minimizing conflicts between bears and humans. A decision to delist the Yellowstone grizzly bear population has not been made. If such a proposal were to be issued, it would come from the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Firefighters from multiple agencies have contained wildfires on 50 to 70 acres of land about 15 miles northwest of Helena. No one was evacuated. The fires started along 2 to 3 miles of railroad tracks near Skelly Gulch and the town of Austin. Remaining smoke in the area is from smoldering logs, according to officials. The cause is under investigation. The unclaimed remains of 6 Montana veterans will be interred next month at the State Veterans Cemetery after being found in storage at a crematory in Great Falls. A nonprofit group called the Missing in America Project searches funeral homes around the country looking for the cremains of veterans that have gone unburied, sometimes for decades. State Coordinator Marty Malone says this will be the 4th ceremony of its kind in Montana.
We have found remains in Ronan, in Columbia Falls, in Bozeman, in Billings, now Great Falls. And I'm sure that, you know, there's going to be more.
Malone says veterans' remains go unclaimed on mortuary shelves for many reasons. Sometimes veterans die without leaving survivors. In other cases, relatives get confused about who's handling the arrangements, or the surviving spouse gets remarried and their burial plans change. The Missing in America Project has found unclaimed remains in Montana that have waited over 30 years for burial. The interment for the 6 veterans from Great Falls will be June 5th at the Veterans Cemetery at Fort Harrison. A Louisiana company is asking a judge to resolve its lawsuit challenging the government's suspension of an oil and gas lease near Montana's Glacier National Park so the company can begin drilling this summer. The 6,200-acre lease is on land sacred to the Blackfoot tribes of the U.S. and Canada. It was suspended by the U.S. Interior Department in the 1990s, along with dozens of other leases in the area. Blackfoot leaders want Interior Secretary Sally Jewell to cancel the lease. Montana State University Northern's interim chancellor is being recommended to fill the job on a permanent basis. Greg Kegel was named interim chancellor in August 2014 after James Limbaugh resigned. MSU President Waded Cruzado says students, faculty, staff, alumni, and community members all showed incredible support for Kegel. Firefighters from multiple agencies have contained wildfires about 15 miles northwest of Helena. The fires started along 2 to 3 miles of railroad tracks near Skelly Gulch and the town of Austin and spread to 50 to 70 acres of land. Remaining smoke in the area is from smoldering logs, according to officials. The cause is under investigation. An expensive certification process is slimming down the list of qualified candidates to fill Western Montana's many trucking jobs. The Missoulian reports industry experts have noticed local candidates can't afford expensive commercial license certification programs, and drivers from out of state that come to Montana to train don't stay longer than a year. The full cost of certification is about $3,000, and Missoula College Workforce Manager Mickey Lingholm says it cannot be covered by financial aid or scholarships. Those who can pay the tuition, though, have plenty of employers to choose from. Demand for commercial drivers is expected to jump 11% by the year 2022. A Billings man who crashed a car into a house after huffing canned air has been given an 8-year suspended sentence. The Billings Gazette reports a Yellowstone County District Court judge gave Ty Raymond Wetch the sentence today as part of a plea agreement. A 20-year-old Malta man was killed in a weekend crash on U.S. Highway 191 near Malta. The Montana Highway Patrol says Ryan Shaw was partially ejected from the vehicle when it ran off the road Saturday morning. He was pronounced dead at the scene. An 18-year-old Malta man, who was a passenger, was also injured. The federal government's point man on grizzly bears says the Yellowstone ecosystem's grizzly population should be removed from the endangered species list. That decision, however, rests with someone else. Edward O'Brien has the story.
Chris Servine says the most accurate population estimate shows between 1,000 and 1,200 grizzly bears currently in the Yellowstone ecosystem.
The point is that the Yellowstone population is recovered at this time. It is very healthy and robust. We just haven't made the delisting decision yet.
Servine is the Grizzly Bear Recovery Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He met last week with other federal, state, tribal, and local grizzly bear managers. Servine says there are now over three times the number of grizzlies in the Yellowstone area than there were in 1981. As bear numbers grow, so do the chances of conflict with humans.
Managing bears requires that balancing of the needs of bears with the needs of people, and that's what we've done. That's what's gotten us to the recovered population we have today.
Servine notes there's a big difference between a recovered bear population and an official delisting. That decision rests with the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
He will make that decision when and if he's satisfied that all the conditions are right. He has many things on his plate, and I frankly don't know when he'll make that decision.
Servine says there were 23 known and probable grizzly deaths last year in the Yellowstone ecosystem, a number that he describes as very few. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.